Welcome to Think on These Things, a program of Christian witness by the Anglican Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join us every Sunday afternoon at this time as we pause for reflection and meditation.
If you only see the table spread.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to our program. I'm Tony Patel. Nurturing children in need of physical and emotional care to realize their God-given potential and become productive citizens is the primary mandate of the three children's homes operated by the Diocese of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Today we present the final in the series of programs highlighting the work of these diocesan institutions. As usual, we pause for musical reflection with the popular children's hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful, sung by the King's College Choir in Cambridge, England. Our discussion this afternoon will focus on the Clifton Boys Home in Darlaston, Westmoreland. And I now welcome on the telephone the Reverend Canon Hartley Perrin, chairman of the home, and Mrs. Irene MacDonald, superintendent. Good afternoon, both of you, and welcome to our program.
We're happy to be on.
Great. I begin with you, Canon Perrin. What influenced the decision 57 years ago, all the way back in 1961, to establish a home specifically for boys?
Thank you very much. But just before I do that, let me just use the opportunity to thank everyone who has been useful and helpful to the home, especially in this our time of transition. We want to thank all of Jamaica for the outpouring of love that they have given us during this time. The home came because there were some concerned persons who, having looked at the abuse that some parents were meeting out to boys, decided that it would be wise to have a home where boys that were mistreated or boys who were in need of care and protection could have been accommodated. And so persons such as the late Mr. McIntyre and the former Custos of Westmoreland, the Honorable Eric Clark, thought it fit, along with their wives and their friends, to institute this home in 1961.
What has the experience been like?
The boys are placed at the home for protection and safety. And some came, when they came to the home, they feel scared as they behave in an introverted manner. Some displayed anger, some are rebellious and uses the avenue of disrespect. But having changed over time with a loving hand, respect and guidance, they have changed and come to realize that they are loved and will not be harmed in any way, shape or form.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say I am well pleased with some of the boys who have passed on, most of them. And they try to keep in touch with us at the home. We have boys who are working in factories, both here and abroad. We have boys who are teachers. We have boys who are on their own, doing their own business, which is very successful. Mm. And at the moment here now, we have one boy who did the GSAT, and he was successful.
Love makes a difference.
Yes, love.
Discipline among young men is one of the major challenges we have in our nation today. How is this aspect of development addressed at Clifton?
We would cannot take all the credit for all that happens to the boys at Clifton, because you'll appreciate that these boys also attend the day schools, different schools in the area and without the area. But in terms of the discipline at the home, I would credit the house mother and her assistant for what they do in terms of shaping the boys. Of course, they are nurtured at church, because one of the things that required of them is that they attend church on a regular basis and participate actively in the life of the church. There are some who are involved in the AYF, there are others who are involved in the choir, there are others who are servers, and so on and so forth. So the church also has had a positive impact on their behavior as well as on their lives.
Great. Now, today, Clifton Boys Home is recognized as one of the best institutions of its kind in Jamaica. What are you doing there that makes the difference?
Firstly, Clifton is not recognized as an institution. It's a home. The staff and the boys treated and interact with the boys as aunts and aunties and mother and father. We have a good team which is trained. And we understand the mission and vision of the home. So we worked with them and give them all the love and the support and the that they needed.
Okay.
That makes it a whole different. All the love that we can give them, we give it to them.
Now, Mrs. Mack or Canon Perrin, what are some of the programs and facilities offered at the home, and how have the children benefited from these?
At the home, we have an agriculture program going just now. We rear chickens, we rear pigs, we rear goats, and the boys are really interested in that. And that helps to make the feeding program very successful. Also, we also have like summer programs which are really enjoyed, where we have guidance counselors, we have homework program and things like that for them. And they have a lot of interactions outside with other groups.
I don't remember if we addressed this, but how many boys are there at this time and what's the age group?
We have 29 at the moment, and the age group is 8 to 18. They all attend schools.
Now, in January 2017, the home was destroyed by fire. How did this affect the boys, and how have you and the institution coped since then?
Well, when we had that fire, because of the love and the care that we gave to the boys, when the officers came to take them away, they said, no, they are not going to leave their home and leave their mother, or else they're going to run away, because nobody's going to treat them like how they are being treated there. So, and then at the same time, Father Pearl and myself, we had to decide what to do. Mm. And they were housed at community came, you know, they were housed at the church for 1 week. After we were able to locate at the Assemblies of God Holiness, just a half mile down the road from where we were before.
Where are you now in terms of rebuilding?
We are at the point where finally, after much deliberation, and we've had several meetings, we have accepted the plan that was drawn. And the plan was submitted to the municipal corporation for its approval. We've had a little glitches on the way, but now the plan has finally been approved, and we are up for tender towards construction of the new Clifton Boys Home.
So soon there'll be a groundbreaking ceremony, and
we are hoping that there will be, in fact, a groundbreaking ceremony. And with the help of community and other persons, locally and abroad, we are hoping to take the building to completion in as short a time as we possibly can.
So we hope that by next year, this time, there'll be a new Clifton Boys Home.
Can't wait.
While we're speaking about rebuilding, is there anything else you'd like to add, regarding the reconstruction?
Absolutely. We would want the continued help of well-thinking Jamaicans in the diaspora, as well as those who are locally here, to make contribution towards the rebuilding project. This they can do through lodging money to the National Commercial Bank in Savlamar. The account numbers are 611-098-561. That's for a local number. But if they are lodging American currency, they can lodge it to this number, 614-525-1185. We are certainly willing to accept and ready to accept any contribution, however small or great, that could be made to either or both of these accounts.
Canon, I'm going to give you the opportunity to repeat both those numbers for us.
Certainly. The current account number, which is a local number at the National Commercial Bank in Sablamar, 611-098-561. And the United States account at the same bank, number 614-525-185.
Canon, as we come towards the end of the program, I'm going to ask you, please, if you could say a closing prayer for us.
Absolutely, but not without first greeting all the fathers on this day. Father's Day, we would want to greet all the fathers, all the grandfathers, all the godfathers across Jamaica and the world.
And on behalf of all the fathers and grandfathers, I thank you.
Thank you. And today being the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, permit me to use the collect for today. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister your justice with compassion, for the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Canon Hartley Perrin and Mrs. Irene MacDonald, for the love, the guidance, and stability which the Clifton Boys Home is bringing to the life of these youngsters under your leadership. We close with a little of our 2018 Diocesan Children's Song, Train Up the Child, written and presented by the Reverend Douglas Barnes.
Train up the child, God's love to own. Show them the way, His hand to hold. God's perfect will must be their goal. Help them to give to God their all. Train up the child to know
And now for our notices. Round 2 of the Intentional Discipleship Leadership Training Workshop for the Kingston region takes place on June 29 and 30 at the St. Thomas Aquinas Archdiocesan Retreat Center in Papin. Registration forms may be found on the Diocesan website. Registration on a first-come basis is also underway via the website for the 2018 summer camps to be held at our campsite at Auchtambeddy in Manchester under the theme Do It for the Love. The annual Diocesan Summer Music Camp is scheduled for July 9 to 20 at the Christ Church Vineyard Town. Registration may be done through the Diocesan website, your church office, or at Church House. Thank you for listening, and a special thanks to our studio engineer today, Richard Nemard. If you wish to listen to today's program once again, please visit our website at www.anglicandiocesej.org. You may also post your comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/anglicandiocesej. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at the Anglican Church nearest to you, and also to join us again next Sunday afternoon at 4:45 as together we think on these things.
Those that through their lovely chances away, that through their lovely chances away.